I'm gonna change something. Yes.
You're right, Marshall.
Tuesday the book.
Yeah, it's clutter. They call me, ask me where I come before your eyes and call you.
Eisen told me now we're the same as he. Oh, Eisen not doing the block table.
Yes, he is.
No, he's not. He's doing
the
dating
middle.
Boat.
Oh, right, he's doing a dating boat. Right,
right.
I told him the boat's going to sink. As I told
dating boat?
Yeah, that is a little bit that I sent to him with the button. Oh, no, it's only Bachman meeting Shakam.
That's it?
Yeah, it's Bachman meeting Shakam.
It's like a whole
yeah. He's doing the
Shatana. My mom was coming up to the boat. I don't know if it's with the boat, she's coming to the meeting.
Yeah, no, I told him it's nice boat.
You don't need a nicer boat.
Yes, really. You do.
How do you
know? To meet Shatana and have a normal conversation.
Why didn't
it be... That's how you make sure you go.
Really? I thought you need it in the boat.
Is your wife going?
He gets alive, should we go?
Calling back. Look for me.
I thought that's why he's calling me. So I was saying, they didn't. I love them.
You know what I learned, by the way? These ladies, none of them
I'm
have in any situation. They're all shut on him.
Okay.
60?
60 dates.
And how long? Did you see different people?
No, some dates went a few times, but I'm saying,
that's nice.
You know how long it takes to get a date, back and forth. It's
60
hours. 60
different setups. That's what he's asking. 60 different setups.
Yeah, maybe
or
40 different setups.
One went 60
40
times,
setups.
And then you're counting.
No, 40 different setups.
Nobody went 60 times.
Nobody got 60 times. I'm saying it's hours on the phone each one. It's not like it's somebody
so
does it.
So all the Shatanis money just goes to the phone bill.
There was a story in the army. There's a lady in Israel that made shidduchim, and she said that all the money that she gets from shidduchim, she's writing sefer Torah. She started working on shidduchim, and she started writing. She wrote a sefer Torah, so finished her first sefer Torah. She made the money that she had shidduchim, she gave him straight sefer Torah. After the first sefer Torah, her husband said, "Listen, you wrote a sefer Torah. The next few $1,000, take for yourself. Why is it jewelry, whatever you want, you know? It's for you. You did a safe day already. No more shidduchim happened. Couldn't get a shidduch to save her life. She went to someone. He said, yeah, obviously it's a schos that you donated the money to safe day. You know, gave you the schos to make shidduchim. This lady donated over 90 sefer Torah. She made a kabbal, she's not keeping a penny. Of what's going on. Yeah.
That's a horrific story.
Yeah, yeah, she's doing it for 30, 40 years. Yeah. Over 90 sefer Torah.
That's like 100,000 people right there.
Well, this lady's big. She has crazy out there, Shmaya, but I'm saying that's what's going on. It's Marta Gamaisa. So if you see some sefer Torah here, you know what's going on.
That's God saying you can't.
You
work hard, so you can't get everything out.
His way to warn
them. That's
like
a Shelly response.
Anyway, Ruchai Michael Maramusha, how you doing?
That's a different story. That's not what he's saying.
Thursday night by the pool. Tzvi is doing Fleishik pizza if you guys want to come. Newmark's buying cigars because Saul is not here. Who's Laser?
Rep Laser, he said.
Oh.
Laser, no. What time are we going swimming, Jason?
You come whenever you want, but...
We have to bring him on, no. Not supposed to.
I have the Gemara on the screen.
Yeah, figured. You know what else we put on that screen?
Nothing else. It's a project, actually. But are you doing good?
You know what else we put project on that screen?
What else? You know what a project is? First?
Remember,
does he know what I'm trying to say?
Remember, Egg used to have the thing you put this.
Remember, Egg it. Those days.
You know who's this? The Rolling Stones?
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
You can't make money doing it.
What are you talking
about? You cannot make money doing it.
Okay. About?
Doing
what? You tell me how many times you rent it out. Zermish Lavoisai.
Why do you think you can't make money? What's the rolling shul? What's the rolling shul? That's for sure.
10 people come along?
Nobody's spending $2,000.
No.
No, he's not. No, he's not. When I spoke to him, he didn't rent it out once.
What stuff?
He didn't rent it out once.
First of all, Idea Terra.
You know they're a good match.
Idea Terra. Yeah. That's part of the
problem.
And he can't have a
seat. That Shabbos they rented him?
Sure, this is what he does. Why not? Type of events.
I don't know.
How many can you have?
He's buying a truck.
It has
now.
To be specific for him. You can't otherwise.
That's why she's looking at
what? Sifatera?
He's just stopping here.
What do we say?
Yeah.
How many Sifatera do you have?
You ready?
You don't have to have any. You have to have access.
There's a young whippersnapper in Tamarind that's a hot shotgun. But it's different business than my wife is. But the yeshiva shachanim, they can make 3 shluchim a week. A yeshiva, you just match up much easier.
Pants and skirt.
He's this guy, Rinitsky, young guy. He's making shidduchim left and right.
Who?
Unbelievable. This guy, Rinitsky.
My mother's a big
shopper. Is she?
Yeah.
They don't have
been
doing it for
40
years.
Woo!
Thought it was one of those days.
So we're up to Lamed Aleph Beis.
You almost had to change your shirt.
Lamed Aleph Beis. I don't know what he spritzed there before he left. But
He projected.
Zeri Mishal Avoisai.
Pants and skirt.
Abby, there's a stain on your collar. What is that, a stain?
You can't bun?
Make
a joke like once a month.
Once a day?
Yeah.
No, but you definitely have a stain.
I wasn't joking. I was serious. But Zeri Mishal, this is what you started. You go against...
Took the words out of my mouth.
I can't
believe I missed it.
You're not quick enough. You're in California. At 9:30 this morning, Chap was going to call me. That's how we do the daf.
He missed Sunday.
Mishal Avoisai.
You're in California.
Yeah.
Mishal Avoisai. No, I got it. I'm ahead of you. Mishal Avoisai.
He's on the next day, California.
So we're up to Donald Bay's 3 lines at the bottom. Geshmak a blot today. These blots are they're good. Yeah.
Okay.
You good?
Is that today so good? Yeah. So, yeah, I say it's my father's. Chaplain says it's his father's. And we're not arguing on a specific karka.
Wait.
We're arguing on it's not just karka, it's even metatlon we could be arguing on. So the Gemara says, Zeremish Lavoisai, it was Zeremish Lavoisai. Amar Nachman kol de olim govar. Whoever is stronger, that's who wins. It's a very interesting psak, because usually you go to Beis Din and they give you an actual psak. Over here, Beis Din saying, we're reserving our rights to Paskin. We're taking ourselves out of this. You guys fight it out. No other info. You guys fight it out. So the shaila, how you learn this fighting out? So pashut is the way I just said it. You fight it out. Go, it's just a jump ball. You bring Yerman, I bring Dovi, and see who really gets it. You know what I mean? What happens if I get it? Because Chapel's a shorty, so I go to Chapel. Chapel says, "Listen, I'm taking it. I knock him out of the, push him away. I take it. Fine." Next day, Chapel comes. He works on the gym for a few hours. He comes and says, "Oh yeah, you think?" He comes over and he
puts me on his shoulders.
Right, whatever, and he knocks me away and grabs a bat. Okay, so the bat belongs to him. It means it's not a psak.
It's a concept.
it's a battle.
Perpetual.
Right, perpetual. I don't know what that means. Whatever. It's a battle.
Are you
that
like a trash book?
However you do it. However you do it.
Is there another
right? So Kodongo, it's a very interesting concept. The Rosh doesn't learn this. The Rosh learns Kodom Goar is a default psak from Beis Din. Is no, that's the one before him.
Sulzim Om Gvar.
No, that's not Kodom Goar.
What? Kodom Gvar is Bim Rai's Bim
Kayev. Yeah, I'm saying, but the
still not a psak.
It's not a psak.
Nobody said 100%.
It's fighting.
I don't know if it means fighting.
Of course it means fighting.
If you, the Rosh learns, if you take it,
so the Rosh learns a little different. The Rosh learns that it's a default psak from Besdin, which means Besdin doesn't know who to pass like. Besdin says, you know what? Fight it out. Whoever it is going to fight for it. And he's going to make sure he gets it.
And that's it.
And that's the psak. That's the psak, right. Like, Baby Shlomo, they shtel to Shlomo Melech. They say, how can Shlomo Melech give a psak of this? So some say Shlomo Melech is a melech. A melech is allowed to overrule anything. Okay. Some say, no, he's like the Rosh. He was willing to, he said, whoever's kid it really is going to fight for it. That's the psak. So that's the Rosh learns. Most Rishayim don't learn like this. Most Rishayim don't learn that it's a psak. Well, the one who gave up, right? It doesn't matter, because when it comes to this, that's the vart. If it was a property,
the thing is that the real owner has passion.
The real owner is going to make sure you get it. The right
person gets it.
Right.
No, but there wasn't the right person who got it.
No, but you could see who's the right person.
The real owner has passion for it.
So Zeramishalvoy, I'm not called Olam Gavar. Umayshno, so Frakti Gemara, I don't understand. Why is there such a default psak from Besdin of called Olam Gavar? Why isn't Besdin getting involved? Umayshno Mishnei Shtaros, Hayotzim Yoy Mechod. There's two Shtaros that went out one day. Now this is either talking about Shtar Mechiro or Shtar Shtar Matano. I gave you something, so I gifted Zonenshine my car. And then and the same day, I gifted it to the chaplain. Chaplain says it's mine. Zonish says it's his. Now, why don't we look which one was first and which one was second? Because they both done the same day. And we're going, and Rashbam speaks that we're going not in Eretz Yisrael. In Yerushalayim, they write hours. So you write 10 o'clock and 5 o'clock. The guy who's 10 o'clock, he gets it first, obviously. He was there first. But in regular place, like Lakewood, there's no hours. There's only days. So today, I wrote a star for two people. So, and there's no, you can't say, oh, chapel bring Aiden that it's his. No, there's Aiden aren't both. Both stars were written legit. They both have Aiden.
You asked Aiden what time they were there.
The time doesn't matter. Only matters in Yerushalayim. Everywhere else, time doesn't matter. It's by the
same day.
Same day. So now you have a problem. So what do you do? So over there, the Gemara says, Rava Mayachleiku, you split it. Vishmula Mashuda Daini. Shuda Daini means, Machleik is Rishari Manal and Shuda Daini, either means that Besdin has the ability to paskin, or that Besdin looks who they think Leiby Lench wanted a gift better. I means if they know that I'm friends with Zonenshine and not friends with Chaplin, Mech tasted, of course I was giving it to Zonenshine, not to Chaplin, who's Chaplin, never met him in his life. So then Besdin makes like as they make an assessment. And their assessment is that Leiby would never want to give it to Chaplin. It was the only, for whatever reason, it was, I don't know what.
So
but
the question to begin with, then, on us.
They have a star.
Both
have
stars.
They both have stars.
Where? What's the question with who?
On our case.
When's that? We didn't get there yet. So Gemara says, so I don't understand. So in just like over there, we say it's a suffix. We don't know who it belongs to. We don't know who it belongs to. We say, Shuda Daini or Yachleiku. This is a suffix. Mechalik's had to learn over there. But either way, nobody says kol dal gavar. Why don't you grab? Let him grab it out. Why not? You don't say that. So over here, we say kol dal gavar. Say achleiku. Say shuda daini. Let Besdin paskin. So Gemara says a very simple answer. Gemara says. Halcha ikla mekem ala de milsa. Sorry. Hasam lekla mekem ala de milsa. By the case of shtaros, you can't say kol dal gavar. It's answering first over there. First over there, you can't say kol dal gavar, because over there, it's not possible. They're both legit shtaros. Nobody has a raya. Nobody has anything different over than the other guy. He taka wrote it to both people. There's no way to differentiate. So mele kol dal gavar is not a psak. Whichever way you learn kol dal gavar, it's not a default either. It's nothing. Mashenkin over here, halcha ikel mekem al milsa. A guy can make a raya. So Gagim and Gariah means Besdin is not going to paskin something that a guy could bring a raya afterwards and look like a fool. So in a case like over here, Besdin is not going to say Shuda Daini. We think that this property belonged to Leiby Lench. Tomorrow the guy's going to show up with two Adam and say, here, I have two Adam. I found them. Besdin looks like a fool. You don't do that. So Bezdin by default has no other Eitzah to do than just say Kalam Gavar. Because what are you going to do? Paskin? You can't paskin. You can't shoot the dani. Yechloiku? The guy comes with Eitzah the next day. So what are you doing? Why Yechloiku?
Yechloiku is definitely someone's getting hat, not his.
You still...
Play a role,
eh? Why not? Why can't Yechloiku?
The shore can't be
Yechloiku. Why not? Suffolk.
The shore one guy's hat is not his.
It doesn't matter. But still, you could say Al Safik. Why don't we say Al Safik? The reason is because the guy could show up with a scar. Yeah.
According to the Rush, he could just answer simply that in our case, the Kodal and Gover works because it is someone's. It is someone's property over here. It's neither his property.
It's one of them.
Over there, it's also someone's. You gave it to somebody.
No, it doesn't make a difference. It's no one's the same day.
They both just received it. Neither is going to fight hard.
But someone received it.
They both received it.
It's a psak until Aylan comes. This is a Marikama. That's what you mean to say. It doesn't matter that they gave it at the same time. There's a Marikama that you can put it back on. So we have to come up with a different psak. Over here, we have nobody to say. They're each saying that they're Marikama. So we have no other choice but to say, Kom Gom Gvar. What does that do with the rest?
No, I'm saying that they both. I'm saying one has.
Until there's a real riot.
It's someone's, right? It's someone's baby.
Who? By which guy? By the Avoy side? Zemishal Avoy side? Yeah. Right.
Someone's property.
It could be, yeah, right, yeah.
Over here, it's not.
So it means you can bring a raya. It means you could show up.
Because they're both coming, so we both just got a gift.
Right. So you don't know whose it is. You can never bring a raya whose it is.
No one, neither got her.
So you can never bring a raya whose it is.
Right.
Right. That's the shot.
Neither is going to fight.
Yeah, that's the shot.
What does that do with the Russian?
Rush is the one that said that the person who actually owns it is going to fight harder. Therefore, no matter who gets
but even according to the Rush, the Gemara's Teretz, the Gemara feels as according to everybody, because the bottom line is there is a way to prove whose it was. The Rush is just saying what's Pshat and Kodom Gavar. No, by Ezra Mishal Vaisai. There is a way to prove whose it is.
At some point, something's going to show up.
Explains to the Rush that the person who actually owns it is going to work harder.
Yeah,
he's going to find the proof.
Well, that's Lamaskana Sagamara. Now that we're answering this, Kodom Gavar does not mean that. Kodom Gavar just means that the guy who's going to fight. He's going to say it's mine.
That's why he's
not going to let the other guy get away with it.
The guy who is it is going to has more skin in the game, so he's going to fight harder. That's kind of the psalm. Point
there, right, fight harder means what? It means actually fight. That's called Am Gavar. Yeah, I'm saying this is now that the Gemara brings us in. I'm saying Pasha called Am Gavar doesn't mean that he's going to bring a raya. Pasha called Am Gavar means that if he's bringing a raya, we have no shiloh. There's no called Am Gavar. If I bring a raya, then it's mine. If I bring Adam, it's mine.
Both bring
raya. No broth.
Why not?
There's no such thing. That's not what Zerah Mishal Vesem means. Somebody's a Marikama here. Exactly. It was somebody's, right? Somebody has a raya. Somebody could have a raya that was their father's, right?
They both could have raya.
No.
Sure.
It was somebody's to begin with.
Correct.
It wasn't both people's to begin with.
If we knew who it was to begin with, then we wouldn't have.
Is it possible to produce a piece of a document? Is it possible that there is Adam out there that knows whose it was? Yes.
Is it possible that Adam can say that it's both his?
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No. 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 Well, it's not the case.
Right now,
they're both bringing rice. Both. No, there's no rice at all now. There's no rice. There's no rice. There's no rice I'm talking about. We don't start the Gemara. There's no rice at all. Nobody has any rice. This guy's, the Gemara is saying that over there it's possible to produce a raya. Right now, we don't have any rice. So Bezin says, you know what? Go fight it out. Whoever it is.
You're sticking with it. The Rashi of Kodom, the Rajbam of Kodom Gvar on the Gemara before is going after the Maskana of this Gemara?
No.
So what does it say? Bim b'rayis, bim b'kayach.
An economy. So the fight, what does it mean, fight it out?
He says bim b'rayis.
That's why the Rashbam disagrees with the Rashbam.
No, everybody agrees with that. It means however you want to fight it out, you fight it out. But it means both. It doesn't mean...
After Reuven wins, what happens tomorrow?
Why is he being polygamous?
The Rashbam says it's one time, right? It's one time, fight it out.
No, not according to the Rashbam.
Why? It's only that's interesting. The Gemara is say, whoever could prove that he has a chazaka in it. The Gemara is not being polygamous.
Whoever could prove that it's his, it's his. If you bring a raya, it's yours. If you just fight, it's yours also. Right? Either way, it's yours. Whoever whoever, whichever way. There's no chazaka. No, no, no. Kol Gavra means you fight and you push the guy out.
Muxik and
Chazak. No, Muxik and Karka. No,
Muxik and
Chazak
are two different things. Muxik and Chazak are two different things.
Muxik, I mean, I'm sorry.
Wait,
right,
Karka
is not Chazak.
We're not handling Muxik over here. We're handling fighting. You can either bring a raya or you can fight.
What does fighting mean?
Either way, either bring a raya or fight. Rashi's response says clearly.
3 years.
No, 3 years. No, 3 years. I say it's mine, you say it's yours. Ben says, we don't know whose it is.
Okay.
Zanashine, you don't get out of here. I'm gonna beat you up.
So what happened at what
nothing.
Happened?
You're out.
And then he has three.
And then you come. You say, by the way, Libby, I'm just hate to say this to you. I know you think you won the thing and you built your house on my property, but I have two of them. I finally got them from Antwerp.
A year later.
Yeah, 10 years later.
So the Torah says you can't once it's done. It's done. You seen that?
He's saying that's the rush holds.
The rush holds. No, the rush also holds. You can bring Adam. Rush says the concept of Kol Adam Gavra is that you're gonna fight for it. No. Unless you produce a, if I produce Adam, as of now it's a one fight deal. Means if I push you out,
yeah,
the rush holds. Okay, you can't go tomorrow and push me out. No, but if you bring Adam, then you have Adam. It's clear. But if I bring Adam, Adam overrides the pushing.
No, that's the shot. It's called Olam Psak.
Not against Adam.
Or it's on Hagu or it's a Psak. If it's a Psak.
Not against Adam.
No, if it's a Psak, then you can't bring Adam.
I can't bring Adam?
Then you get into Zeus of the
Bedino. It's done. Call the Olam, you win.
It's a Psak that you won, unless you.
No,
no.
Then it's
I don't think so. I think it just means you can't fight back and forth, according to him.
If it's a psak, it's a psak. You want to make an appeal, then get into Zulus and the Beidino.
I don't know. Okay. Good gosh.
Huh?
There's no professional fight.
I don't know what that means.
I have a game called
the question is, how does it matter?
That's a promotion.
That's the question.
Hi, called on Gavra Dina, who look. Hello. Pay attention. I can't answer all the questions that we learned in 4 months in yeshiva, but I'll tell you something. Hi, called on Gavra Dina, who the Komisha Gavra Yoder, Pam Rishaino, who shall I? Acha Vichavere Raya. Called my Shalyovi Raya. Often tis Gavra Yoder, Lishav Gina Leila Fukamine. That's all it means. It means, Bezin says, whoever you. If I push you out, don't come tomorrow, push me out. Every day we're going to have a fight. You bring your tati, I bring my tati. No, it doesn't work that way. I push you out, it's mine. You bring a raya, you take it back. Until then, I don't want to hear about it. That's the way he learns.
It's a one-time
push. Rasha's learned that. Rishbam has learned that. Not a one-time push. Back, forth, fight till all hell breaks loose.
Where do you see that? I think that one makes more sense. Where do you see that?
Where do you see Rasha? Rasha doesn't say what Rasha says.
He doesn't say hell breaks loose.
He says fight once and then it stays.
Where does Rishbam say that?
No.
Oh. Well,
Rishbam doesn't really speak it out. Rishbam doesn't really speak it out over here.
So where are you getting that from?
I saw it all over.
There's not enough room on the page.
Anyway, okay.
So where are you getting that the Rishbam holds it's a perpetual?
Doesn't say otherwise.
Because he doesn't speak out. There's like riches of the rush. Rush says, "Loy mistaver." Lucy says, "Chol Loy mistaver. She's kind of chum. She you call your name Riva. Machloek is a yoyim yigber zeh or machloek chaver. Alcham pasuk called the olam. The pamazoyis gavar. The samchu al zeh. The komish adin imoy karv lohavi rise. Void misha adin imoy yimse nashla hamish alibi yoder. Mash yimse ach ligzover. Void yoyim ma'batzah mash yoyim." The Rosh doesn't speak this out. Whatever. The Pashup shot of Kolam Gavra is not like the Rosh. The Rosh is saying a chiddush. But anyway, okay. Zot Gemara Vayter.
The
Gemara says.
Rashbam holds like the Rosh.
How do you know?
Perhaps.
Look at the Rosh. No.
It doesn't say. It doesn't.
Where do you see? Where do you see?
Yeah. So he says at the end.
Where then?
You leave them alone.
Yeah, but they keep on fighting. Who says you can't keep on fighting? I can't take it out for you tomorrow. Monday's you, tomorrow Tuesday's me. The minute you go try to build your house, I'm going to come with a bulldozer and say, get out of here. He said, what are you doing? Who says it's yours? It'll be a disaster. Yeah. I got Yerman and Dovey on my side. There's nobody here strong over here. You guys will... he only has muscles on the arm. That's what it looks like. I don't know. He must have some kind of drug you put into the arm. Man, these guys. They're good. These guys are... I was scared to get stuck in a dark alley. Smart aleck like me, I'll be beet red. Anyway, Zakti Gemara.
That's
not that guy. No, not that guy. Shaykh is. Yeah, he's good. He's Steinberg. Is that good? No, no, no. The guy who came with the muscles by the pool.
Oh no!
That guy's name is Steinberg. So he says it wasn't enough. It's that's Steinberg. Two
there's
separate
another
things.
Another one. Then there's the Chazan.
Chazan is Steinberg.
Yeah, Chazan Kaddish is
same.
Oh,
same guy.
Yeah, yeah,
same.
Yeah, yeah. There's not like a Kaddish guy and a Chazan guy. It goes together.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Well, he's two different personalities.
One's Chassidish Avara.
Ma'ish Namaha. So Gemara says, I'll ask you another question. Ma'ish Namaha Tanan. There's another Shaila. Interesting way how I learned the Gemara. Amachet Paruch Amar. Machet Paruch Amar means you do Chalipin. The kinyan is chalipin. So you don't, the yolda and the cow gave birth. You don't know when it gave birth. Again, you don't know because you're not there, mishas. You could be in Lakewood and be kind of in Secaucus. Now you don't know if it was in my property before I did the chalipin. It's a split here. It's whatever, a few minutes. You don't know when it was. You have no way to bring a raya. So again, yachloiku. Over there is no shuda daini. You can't say shuda daini over there. Yachloiku. So again, why over here don't we say yachloiku? Over there we do. So Gemara says, "Hasam lahai isli drori demayna. Lahai isli drori demayna. Hacha idemar loydemar videmar loydemar." So what does this mean? So Rishbam says, when it comes to machet paruch amar, there's a drori demayna. Rash, the way he learns Jorah the Mine is different than Taisus. The Machlokes had to learn Jorah the Mine. He learns Jorah the Mine is that Bezach Hazeh, it was both of theirs. This is what someone was saying before on the other Pshat. It was both of theirs at one point. So it means it belonged to one guy and then he sold it to the other person. Rashbam says, there's no way to say whose it is. It could have been both of theirs. Could have been right there, middle, while they were doing the chalipin and gave birth. So Mele, it's Yechloiku. V'shudani lekel memory says, you don't see Shudani, it's only got Matano, because you see who Bezdin likes. Otherwise, you can't.
Who the cow likes better?
No, that's what I'm saying. That's why you can't say Shudani. That's what you're saying.
Idemar
lo idemar. When it comes to the karka was not both of theirs. Karka was somebody's karka. So Mele, you can't say yachloiku. I can say yachloiku over here. So you have to come on to a psak of Koldom Gavar. That Tosfos learns Blitan is same as Shafik Lebezna. That's Tosfos. That's Tosfos learns in Bar Mitzvah what Jorah Demayna is. That without.
Hold on. So how do you touch? According to Rashi, how do you touch the words Jorah Demayna? Each one has a taina to the.
Yeah. Each one there's a pulling to each one. That this belongs to them. Because each one of them could have been belonged to each one.
It's actually a clear possibility that Yechloiku is correct.
Right. Right. That's according to Rashbam. Tosfos doesn't learn that. Tosfos learns.
During the turn.
So why is there Yechloiku?
No, right.
Because
it's
not
the possibility of having Yechloiku.
Now, Tosfos learns. Tosfos learns. Rashi says that. Rashi says. Rashi says also. Rashi says. No, you have to do chalipin. So it takes 30 seconds, 10 seconds. It could take 10 seconds. Rashi says that. I don't know what your argument is.
Yeah.
Okay. So fight with Rashbam. Go to his grave.
You guys keep playing. Hold on.
One day I'm going to knock him out of here.
The why is that you can't go back on it and prove anything?
No.
Yeah.
No. No. Rashi says that's possible that it's both of us. That's what Rashi says. You have to learn the Rashbams that night. Tell Moshe, you got to come in a few more minutes.
The whole
ech of ech of time,
brasi shukasi.
Whatever he does
in the morning, he'll drive
us to me. Yeah, you like that. Shoot at the dining, man. You take that.
Extradite.
What about what?
Extradite.
Extrapolate?
All those words mean
everyone just throw up words now.
No, yeah.
They all mean the same.
It's a search engine that went nuts in this year.
You can't be
Mavar. You could be Mavar. Look what he says. Shaparu v'ashivcha shol shneim ha'isab zachar zeh v'chol echav echatoyim parosim v'shkos yod v'beris v'shkos inami v'shkos sleep yod v'ein levar shol mi'a v'lad hilchak hilku.
There's no way to ever figure it out.
It could be both.
No, that's not what he's saying. No. There's no way to ever figure it out. So you'll never be able to come on.
Why not? Why not? Because it could be. Could have happened at simultaneously time.
Saying,
or I know he's
no
at
way
work.
For anybody to know.
Sure, there is Deborah that was on the phone. People act in the time.
Yeah, so knows exactly when
they
were born.
Then it's not a Jordan Moyna. We're talking about a case where no, we're talking about a case where nobody saw.
Yeah.
Means that there's no
it could belong to both of them.
Yeah.
It's possible.
How is it possible to belong to both of them?
No.
It happened at that time.
It has to be possible in Metzius. Otherwise, Bezim would be possible.
It's not possible in Metzius for something to belong to two people.
Why not?
Sure. If it was one person,
stay stars. Stay stars.
It's called partnership.
Hello.
No. Yeah, there is a sale here.
Good. But then
so it happened Mishas the sale. You don't know when it happened.
It went to one person.
You don't know when it happened. Because it could have happened at the same time.
And then?
It belongs to both of them.
It belongs to both of them then.
Because he gave him a ton of the two people.
No, hello, the Gemara
and Bava Metzias, I don't know. You have any problem with Metzias?
When it's not possible with Metzias, they don't pass
Yechlechu. The vote over here is that there's no fair answer.
Why is there no fair answer?
Because there's no way to prove who...
That's not what Rashi's saying. That's not the Pshat in the Gemara.
No. It's not fair to put it away.
It's the most fair thing because nobody knows.
No.
No.
It's not a
Pshat. It's not a Pshat. It's definitely not a
Pshat. So Hasam is the Jorah Mina. Vahu Islay Jorah Mina. Okay, I'm saying Rashbam says both things. Rashbam does say, Yavakash, yes, he does. What's the Inami?
Yeah, that there's no way to prove it.
Because it could be both, he says.
What does he say?
B'shas Chalipin Yolda. What does that mean? No, don't say right before. B'shas. So then you don't know whose it is.
Exactly. This means both of theirs.
Well, it could be both of theirs.
As possible as both it is. Even if it happened in the middle of the Chalipin.
Yeah, so whose is it?
At what point did the Chalipin take place? During?
Yeah.
So then it's the other guy's.
Why?
Because it's already his.
Why? It happened to Mishas.
So when does the Kenyan happen?
What's the difference?
Because the Kenyan is the one that makes
it. I mean, are you in technicality?
That you find that hard?
It's very hard. Because believe it, it's two people.
It has to be one or the other.
But there's no other way to learn the Gemara.
There is no way to prove it.
That's Tysus. Since there's no way to prove it. Because it happened in the middle. Okay, whatever. It's fine. Either way. Fine. So Tysus learns a little different. Tysus learns that Jorah the Mina is Blitan Hassam Yashtafik Lebezdin. That means that without anybody opening their mouth, Bezdin already had a suffix. So Mele Bezdin has a chiv to get involved. You cannot go and say, jump all. Find it out. No. We already know. Bezdin just sitting there watching the situation. They say, oh, there's something going on over here. Bezdin has a chiv to get involved. Without you two geniuses opening your mouth, Bezdin has no idea what's going on over here. There's nothing to do. It's because you guys open your mouth. You guys open your mouth. Settle it yourself. We're not getting involved in this. Me and Chap will have a fight, so go take it out to the backyard. Take it out behind the shed.
That's Matana?
No, that's by Zamej Alvaisai.
You don't walk down there, walk down the street and start
thinking
about
whose house is whose. Right, if we made a promise, you take it out, take it out yourself.
I'm walking down the street, it's Hamburger's house.
It's Dorfman's house, but whatever. So Gemara says, Amin Ardoi, let's pay attention. In Echem Ashuk. Now we're going on the jump off. So we say Kol Dolam Gavar. So Barakim Ashuk. So me and Chab are fighting. Shuli says, you know what? There's opportunity over here. You push him out. It's going on for a few weeks. So Shuli says, you know, I'll take it. I'm stronger than both of them. You don't take it away from Shuli. So it's good. Rav Ashi Amar Lo'el Shmei Gazan. No, he is a Gazan. Well, my Lo'el Shmei Gazan. What it means is Shavan. That you can't go and give it back. Now, it's interesting that there's a Gemara in Beya says, Tosafot brings us down, that if a guy has a store and he has a scale that's a bad scale and he's stealing from people for the last 20 years, now he has a big problem. His whole parnassah was made from stolen money. This guy became wealthy. What should he do? How do you pay back 100,000 people? You can't. He can't possibly. So Gemara says, what you do is You donate to the Rabbim, and you donate to the Rabbim, it's a kapara. What the Rishonim explain, what it means is, you have to daven to Hashem that by donating to the Lakewood Township,
the right people
will get it. And Mili did Hashav Amalia. So the truth of Ramosha, Ramosha says that you have people who are very wealthy, who made their money from stolen money, and at the end of their life, they want to go give big donations to different moistis and different buildings and different shuls to compensate their Geneva. He says if they do it with their name on the buildings, even though he says the truth is a Rav, says that you should let people know about Yitzhak, so people should want to give. So you put signs up in court rooms, so people should want to give more money for a Lila Nishmas, different things. It should entice other people to give money.
Depends how the money came.
But it's the only thing I think of. I saw a Chuvah Siraj book.
But
if it's Geneva money, you're not allowed to do that. Because you're not getting Hashava, you're getting covered. Covered avoids the Kapara. You're not getting Hashava, and it's worthless to do it. You should not do it. You cannot give money like that. You're not Yitzhak Hashava. So you have to be careful. If you have to give money for whatever reason, you should be careful how you do it.
Now we give anonymous.
Cheske weiter, a little weiter. Amar Baba. So we said that 3 years is Yom Yom. The Rishonim over there spoke out. It doesn't mean day. It means the regular way you work your field, in and out, day in, day out, whatever you do in a regular field, the way you act in your shop, that's what it means. So Moses says, Amar Baba, eat doli le you goofy tzin the peril alta hawakazaka. If I go ahead and I help Chapel load up his tractor trailers to take fruits that I'm officially claiming it's mine, then I'm nuts. Then obviously it's a chazaka alta. Because why am I doing this? I'm giving the biggest taskama that it belongs to Chapel. Amar Rav Zvid, we in time of Amla Peres Rativ, no. Chapel's a oris, he's a sharecropper. Neman. That's only within three. I can't come after three and say, no, Chapel's a sharecropper. Loy. What happens if Taki is a sharecropper? I will remember. What should I do? So Gemara says, You have to go around and say, by the way, you just realized Chapel's a sharecropper. He doesn't own the property. Put a big sign. Chapel, right, Shemini just said say, right, exactly.
That's the next tagline.
Either by the Mechuye. Hani Mashkanta de Sura. The custom of Mishlam Shnina Olin Tepek Arad Labelai Kesef. Mashkan Surah means that I'm letting you stay here to work off your chayv. He covers the Shtar Mashkanta. The guy will hide the Shtar Mashkanta. Gabeiv Amal Kuchi Biyadi. Now the guy says it's mine. Hachanam the Mehemen. Some Sakhar Rabbanim meet the Asi Beilab Seder. What? The Rabbanim are making a takana, something that you could lose out your whole field. Eli Barlam Chuyah. Yeah, you're supposed to be a Meicha. Means if I allow someone to stay in my field for 10 years and eating Paris, eating off the loan, I owe $1 million. And you know what? For the next 10 years, you collect rent in my building. It's your building. Take over the building for 10 years. After 10 years, I'll take it back. If in those 10 years, I'm not Meicha, and in 10 years, the guy says, by the way, it's my building. I know what you're talking about. What do you mean your building? 10 years, it comes back to you. Well, you're never Meicha. I'm here for 10 years. Then talk, it's a problem. Now, one interesting thing about Shuda Daini, the Yishalmi says, very very Yishalmi, he says, Shuda Daini means you're supposed to pay off the rabbis, to give it to look for you in favor. That's what Shuda Daini means. Sheikha the Daini. You're supposed to pay off the rabbis to give it to you. We don't know whose it is. So each one, money, whoever gives more money, that's who wins. The carbon edus is on the shachis and the tourists on it. How could it be? Sheikhad, how could it be such a thing? It's over is the raisa. The Torah goes away when we have no psak. Some say, yeah, there's no psak. It doesn't belong to anybody now. It's like a hefker. So whoever pays off the dime more, you're paying more. So he'll give it to you. He has a right to paskin. That's the Shuda Daini. But most Achroinim, Achroinim, Rishonim argue with this and say, it's Bechlan, that's not what it can be. That's what it means. The Torah is Seferim and whatever. Zok, the Mishnah. We're last Mishnah, the Perik. 18th Mishnah. Wow. Three things the world stands. Allah din. Somebody passing din. You have to pass and write din, otherwise you can't have a normal world. Allah emes has to be truthful. Allah shalom, and you have to shalom shnemar emes. Shalom shavtu v'sharechem.